Welcome to WW2 Radio, live from Midway Island. Today we are going to talk about the feat of the Japanese Army and how Mexicans impacted the war.
June 7, 1942, the Battle of Midway Island finally ceases. The Japanese were trying to eliminate the U.S. as a power in the Pacific. Their plan was to take over our remaining aircraft carriers into a trap and take the island. But the U.S. knew what was coming. Four Japanese aircraft carriers and a heavy cruiser was sunk just as the one American aircraft carrier destroyed. The Japanese couldn't keep up and were eliminated from the island. If Midway was taken, Japanese forces could easily invade Hawaii. But once again, the outnumbered U.S. forces attacking Japanese fleet again and again finally made them surrender. Japan would never directly threaten the United States. The war in the Pacific had a new look to it.
In other interesting news, Latinos and males and females are greatly contributing to the war effort. Currently, there are 500,000 Mexican-American men out there serving in the Pacific Ocean combat. On the other hand, there are thousands of Mexican-American women serving as nurses, and amazingly, over 1,000 women fought in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. Many women also filled in for duties that the men left after going to combat. Besides the numbers, Mexican Americans are fighting extremely courageously, and they're pretty good at it as well. This gave many Mexican Americans confidence and respect from others. One sergeant, Jose Lopez, was given the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest military decoration that you could ever get. Besides the few that were respected in Mexican Americans' population, many still face racial prejudice. Even though they don't fight in segregated units, they still face hard racism. Here with us today is Jose Gonzalez, and he's going to share his experiences with us regarding his life as a soldier. So, Jose, is fighting in the military worthwhile even when you suffer so much racial prejudice?
Racism really hurts, but I got to say the military opened doors in my life.
Does racism affect the way you serve in the military?
At first, it just bothers you a little, but my patriotism for America is too great to be stopped.
Can you tell us anything interesting about the battle you just recently fought in?
Let me think. The Battle of Midway wasn't too long ago. I remember seeing many of our planes bomb the naval ships while I was defending the base. I felt it was a big turning point.
Thanks, Jose.
No problemo.
Back at home, many Mexican Americans are working very hard labor under the Bracero program. This program, started by the government, had a huge numbers of Mexican American farm workers to pick their crops for war. Braceros worked for cheap labor, unfortunately, and many took advantage of that. One bracero called worked for 20 hours and got paid for 8. Many Americans, Mexican Americans,